Welcome to Abiding in Hope. I'm Marianne Jepson, co-host of this show, Abiding in Hope, and I'm co-hosting with Father John Sims Baker from the Pontifical College Josephinum, and he is also a priest of the Diocese of Nashville, Tennessee. And yes, you heard me correctly. The show is titled Abiding in Hope. It's a show here on St. Gabriel Radio that will be airing the first and third Mondays at 12:30 p.m. and also Sundays at 2 p.m. I'm Marianne Jepson, and you know me from the Family Sanctuary most recently, and before that also the Spotlight Show, before that even the Priest of the Day segments. Many of you also know me as a clinical counselor and a Catholic therapist here in Columbus, Ohio, and that's what my interest is in hope, the topic of hope. It is what I do and what I want to give to all of our listeners and help people find that in their lives. I am really excited because I have my co-host is someone who we should be excited about. He's a priest at the Pontifical College Josephinum, as I said. His name is Father John Sims Baker, and he is a priest of the Diocese of Nashville. When Father and I first met, it was kind of one of those things that it was just to me. I thought, I want to have a show with Father Baker. And so St. Gabriel Radio blessed us with that opportunity. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Father. Welcome, and I'm so thankful that you're here with me for this show.
Well, thanks, Marianne. It's great to be here today, and I'm very excited. I serve on the faculty at the Josephinum, as you mentioned, and I'm also a priest of Nashville. It's great to be here in Columbus again after being ordained a priest for 23 years now. I attended the Josephinum in my own seminary days, and so I was really surprised when my bishop sent me back to seminary. I thought it meant I needed some remedial work maybe, but no, actually I'm on the faculty and serve as a formator there for the seminarians. And this is just another wonderful opportunity to spread the good word of hope, as you mentioned, abiding in hope. Again, that complete confidence in God's faithfulness.
So, Father, you came to us from Nashville, but you were also a chaplain at Vanderbilt University, so you did a lot of work with young people as well. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Before I came to the Josephinum, for the 10 years before that, I was the Catholic chaplain at Vanderbilt University in Nashville. Also served at Belmont University in Nashville as well. And that was a really exciting time. Again, like almost every assignment I've had as a priest, I didn't know quite what I was getting into when I started, and just grew to love really campus ministry, working with the students. At that particular university, a very academically oriented institution, but also a very, very profoundly secular institution. But with young people, very bright, many of whom asking deep and important questions and responding sometimes with just tremendous faith, very, very inspiring. I've spent some of this time recently with some weddings of students, and even our first ordination of a student who was in our program there, an ordination to the priesthood.
Wow, that's great.
And that was just tremendous
affirmation. I bet I know who that is, too.
I think you do, Marianne.
Yes, I think he was really someone, he was a seminarian here at the Josephinum as well, right?
That's right.
Father Josh Altangi, and he is in the Diocese of Birmingham in Alabama. So a good friend to many of our listeners, I know that. So Father John Sims Baker has a close relationship with the Diocese of Birmingham in Alabama also because you have a sister who's a sister.
I do. She's a Dominican sister of the Congregation of St. Cecilia, which is the mother house is in Nashville, but she is assigned in Birmingham, Alabama, and has been for a number of years. And really loves being there. And Marianne, I think you have your own Birmingham connections.
Well, I do have my own Birmingham connection. In fact, I was there. My brother is the bishop in Birmingham. And interestingly, I was there a week ago. And I know that your sister walks around the neighborhood there. And for the first time, I really stopped my car and jumped out and said, "Hey, sister, you must be Sister Margaret Andrew." And we had a lovely conversation. The beautiful thing was she was carrying her rosary and she was praying for vocations. She says she always walks around the residence there where the bishop lives and she prays for vocations. So since we have Father Baker with us and mentioned the word vocations and prayer and the rosary, I think it's a good thing to jump in there and offer some hope for the future of our church and to pray for vocations as well. So I just tag that in. But Father, would you please start us off with prayer as we go forward in the show and really talk about hope and why this show exists and where we hope we can get our listeners involved in it as well.
Of course. Well, let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we turn to you, we praise you, and we bless you, and we glorify you this day. We know that you are always faithful, even though at times we may have our own struggles or our own doubts or our own questions. But we know that you are always faithful. You have proven yourself faithful again and again and again, most especially in offering your own beloved Son for the life of the world. And so we lift up this program. We lift up all who are listening today, all of the cares or burdens they may have in their hearts or any intention they want to lift up to you at this time, entrusting all of these prayers to you through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the confidence we have in the Holy Spirit. And we also ask the intercession of our Blessed Mother, and I ask all of you to pray with me. Hail Mary,
full of grace,
the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. You know, I think that was really a beautiful prayer. Father, thank you for that. You mentioned the faithfulness of the Lord and how he's faithful in all things. And I think of how much faith is tied in with hope, right? The theological virtues and charity as well. But those two are so closely united, and charity almost, in so many ways, comes from them as well. And so can you talk to us about hope and why that's important in our lives, what it really is? I mean, I have my own thoughts on that, my own experiences with hope, given the practice that I have as a Catholic therapist. But if you would take it, you know, from the theological, the spiritual side, and talk about that.
Well, and I'd like to put that in pretty ordinary terms, though, actually.
Sure.
Hope, when we use the word hope so often conversationally, frankly, it's a pretty weak word. We say things
yes.
like, "Oh, I hope it won't rain this weekend," or something like that. And that's not really based on anything other than just sort of wishful thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think if we haven't been sort of instructed theologically and listened to the scriptures about hope, we might think that the theological virtue of hope is something weak like that. But it's
mm-hmm.
very, very strong. The church teaches us that hope is a certitude. It's a certitude in the faithfulness of God. It's not based on me, and that's why it can be strong. It's based entirely on God.
Mm-hmm.
God is always faithful. You can, pardon the expression, go to the bank on that.
Mm-hmm.
God will be faithful, and that's our hope. And you talked about the connection between faith and hope, and there is a tremendous connection there. I like to, and this again, in a very ordinary sort of language.
Sure.
Sometimes I think we live in faith, And we're really, we may feel like we're struggling a little bit, maybe like someone climbing up the face of a cliff, with, you know, hanging on by your fingernails or something like that. And struggling in the bit. And that's a beautiful image. And sometimes our life of faith comes to that kind of test. But hope is the thing that gives you that burst of confidence that allows you to scamper up over the top, that idea that, you know, actually, even though I don't see it, there's this beautiful net underneath me always, which is the faithfulness of God, that God is going to be faithful to his promises. The most important promise of God was the one he made to us the day of our baptism when he claimed us as his child. And that hope, and it, well, if God is my Father, if God is for us, who can be against us? That's the motto of the Josephina, by the way.
Yes, it is.
8th chapter of Romans. And so then that gives us confidence to hang on, to keep climbing, when we have this very positive view and strong view of what hope is.
You know, there are times, I think, in so many of our lives where, as you say, you know, we're kind of hanging on by our fingernails. Or one of the images that I've had in my life sometimes is that I'm hanging on to Christ's toenails at the feet of the cross. You know, I'm just hanging on because I feel like I don't have anything else left. I mean, that's all I have. And I'm not sure that he's hearing me. I'm not sure that he's with me. I feel like there's this darkness or this emptiness. And all I can do is hang on to those toenails. But you know, if I stay at the toenails, it moves up. I have to hang on the toenails and of Christ sometimes. That is my hope.
And that's the word abiding, like the name of the show, abiding in hope.
Yes, yes.
Hope isn't just a feeling or a passing sort of thing. Abiding means it's somewhere where we remain and we stay. And it is a virtue.
Yeah.
A virtue, among other things, is a habit, a habitual way of living and reacting in hope. So that means sometimes, you know, it might be easy to do that. Sometimes it's difficult, but we abide in hope. We really live that virtue.
That
has a lot to do with the name of our program.
It sure
does. Abiding in hope.
And so if you're just joining us, you might wonder why we're talking about abiding in hope. It's our show that Father Baker and I, Marianne Jepson, are hosting now. St. Gabriel Radio is a production of St. Gabriel Radio. And we want to help you, our listeners, to find hope. We are here to help you to straddle those struggles in life with so often the secular world is so negative and seems to offer little hope, but we're here to help you to find that hope in those challenges that you have in life, whether they be family challenges, whether they be spiritual challenges, whether your faith might seem to be weak, whether it's problems with work or anxieties and possibly even despair that you might have in your life, give us, I would say give us a call, but this is not a live program. We do have a website, and the website is abidinginhope.com, and that's where you can drop a question off for us, and we will use it for future shows. Again, that's abiding, A-B-I-D-I-N-G, in hope.com. So, Father, you know, I found this little quote, and this is from Pope John the 23rd, actually. He had a quote that I thought would maybe be helpful here, and he says, "Consult not your fears, but your hopes and your dreams. Think not about your frustrations, but about your unfulfilled potential. Concern yourself not with what you tried and failed in, but what it is still possible for you to do." I think that kind of sums up why we're here, right?
Right. Well, you know, that is St. John the 23rd certainly lived it himself. A certain resilience that comes to us when we live in faith and hope. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have trials and difficulties.
Right.
But it means that there is a resilience, an ability, you know, to bounce back, an ability to assess a situation that you're in, look for God in that situation, knowing that He's there, and to be able to follow and to respond. I referred to that quotation a little while ago from Romans.
Oh, yes.
If God is for us, who can be against us? I mentioned it's the motto of the seminary where I serve. And there's a funny story about a young, back when they had high school seminarians there, and the chancellor was visiting and asked if anyone could translate it in Latin. It's Si Deus pro nobis quis contra nos. And one of the younger student seminarians stuck up his hand and said, if God is for us, why are they all against us? Well, you know, that's not the right translation, but it is often the way we really feel in real life. Like the people that you're encountering in your counseling, they feel somehow that everybody's against them. Mm-hmm. But what we have to remember is that even though that is the way we feel, that's not the right translation. Mm-hmm. The right translation is, if God is for us, who can be against us? And then St. Paul goes on to list the worst things that we can imagine and said, we have already triumphed overwhelmingly in all of those things in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so it puts our eyes back on Jesus, eyes on Jesus. That's what we always want to do. That hope, that resilience that St. John the 23rd, that beautiful quotation from him, doesn't come from ourselves. We can't always be resilient. But in the one who has suffered, who has died, and has risen again, we have hope. That's what we have hope in. Because what else? He's already triumphed over everything.
That's right. And, you know, this world kind of feeds us the vitamins of self-control and control. I have to be in control. If I'm not in control, who can I trust? What can I do? You know, it's better if I just do it myself than trust somebody else to do it. And so what that does for us is it creates a lot of anxieties. It makes anxiety soar through the roof, right? Because I'm the only one I can trust and I have to do it. I can just keep pushing and pushing if I try harder, if I do more. You know what? Hope is about falling back in the arms of our Lord and saying, Lord, I surrender it. I give it to you. Yeah, maybe there are some things I need to do along the way, but I cannot do them without you. And maybe the vision of what I have to do is entirely different than what I thought it was.
That's right. Surrender is such an important concept. It's another quotation I love from the Liturgy of the Hours that we pray. It comes up every month. Mm-hmm. There's one of the antiphons, and it just always, I feel like I'm being just hit right between the eyes every time. Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you.
Yeah.
But I never want to do that. I want to hang on to it myself. But I've got to lay it down. As you, that beautiful image you had before, being at the foot of the cross, just lay it down. Mm-hmm. Lay it down there at the foot of the cross. You know, like St. Mary Magdalene, so often, you know, depicted as a heap, you know, at the foot of her.
Sure.
She laid it all down, and that's what we have to do.
I think the imagery a lot of times helps us, doesn't it? If we have some vision and, you know, a scriptural vision or some sort of thing that we can put ourselves into that place and hang on there and realize, I have to put this here, or I have to imagine myself being with Christ, whatever it is. I'm not always the best myself at laying it down. I have that, oftentimes that image of hanging by the toes. I guess I'm still trying to claw at him, like pay attention to me rather than fully surrendering. But,
I think that the use of the imagination, you know, many saints have advocated, but St. Ignatius of Loyola, for example, recommended that a lot. And I think this is from one of his, teachings, is that to imagine, for example, if you find yourself maybe in a situation that seems hopeless, in a hopeless place, well, imagine what would a person that you really admire, how would they respond to that? A person that you think is holy, you know, or imagine one of the saints. Mm-hmm. What would they do?
Yeah.
Or maybe, what would the Blessed Mother do? What would the Lord Jesus Himself do? And that's why it's so important to have these living, breathing images of this so that it's not just a fairy tale.
Right.
It's real. And if it's real for them, it can be real for me.
So
it can be real for you. Those of you who are listening, abiding in hope is real.
You just gave me another image that I'm going to hang on to. So I would say to myself, what would Father Baker do?
You're going to be in trouble.
Those holy people.
You're going to be in trouble. Say one of the saints.
One of the saints. Okay. I'll do that. Yeah. Not that I'm trying to displace Jesus in any sort of way, but it was just one of those thoughts that I probably will think it sometimes. You know, like what would Father Baker say? What would Father Baker do?
But it is helpful. A lot of times there's someone that you can think of. We get sort of closed in on ourselves. And if we can break out of that.
Right.
Then we like, that person, they would do it. They would do this or that.
Yeah.
It helps.
So this is really what the show is about. And where we want to go with this is, you know, you can say to yourself, what would Father Baker say? Or what would Mary Ann say? Or
don't try this at home.
Don't try that. So no, but then when you do that, then you go to your computer and you go to abidinginhope.com and then you can just type that question right in there and you'll get the answer on this show. This isn't about us just sitting here talking about ourselves and what we prognosticate about all of this. This is about you. We're here for you, the listener. So please join us and send your questions in to abidinginhope.com. That is what we will be talking about in all of our future shows. We want you to be here with us, be a part of this show.
And Marianne, the great experience you've had in counseling over so many years, you know, that's a great resource for the listeners.
You know, I have so many clients who have anxiety. That's one of the greatest things I think that I see. There's so much anxiety and depression and anger, even anger in this world. There's a lot of problems, family problems and things, addictions. We have a lot of things together you have the experience in the confessional. I have the experience in the counseling office. So together we come with a good deal of knowledge and hopefully some wisdom on the topic as well.
And that's what I find often, not betraying any matter of confession,
but
when people very often come and maybe have something very heavy on their heart that they want to talk about, very often if I can just help to redirect their attention to God, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then they can find hope.
That's right.
Because hope is all about the faithfulness of God.
Mm-hmm.
To get drawn out of that sense of isolation and back into communion with God, who promises again and again and again, and is also delivered again and again and again, most especially in the Lord Jesus on the cross, his fidelity, that he will do anything for us.
And he did. He gave his life, right? And he comes to us every day in the sacraments, too. We have the sacrifice of the Mass. He comes body, but soul and divinity to us in the Mass. And he comes also in the person of the priest when we go to confession. Anytime we receive the sacraments, he's there for us. And then beyond that, you can find someone like myself who's a Catholic therapist who can walk the journey with you. I mean, we certainly don't come in the same way that you have in the sacraments. Not at all,
but it's a great teamwork. I know as a priest, so often it's so helpful to have, professionals, Catholic professionals in counseling or psychological work to refer people to who may need some that sort of expertise there.
And we walk the journey with people, as you do. We walk it in a bit of a different way. But this is what we want to do with this show, always, of course, going forward, to walk this journey with you, our listeners. We're here for you. And we do invite you to call and walk this journey with us. We're here on the air. Your questions are important. You might think, they're stupid, or I really don't want to ask those, or who could they help but me? They will help all the other listeners out there. They really will. You're not the only one that might be struggling with certain issues. I'm sure that if you sat in my chair, and certainly fathers in the confessional as well, you would know that there are a lot of common themes in things.
But you may be the person who can speak it for all those others who
have it
in their heart. So have the charity to do that.
That's right. That's a charity to do that.
Have the courage.
Have the courage to go to abidinginhope.com and give us a question or two. We're happy to be here for you. So, Father, you have other thoughts on the whole topic?
Well, I'm just excited, very excited about this. Hope is all about God's faithfulness. And anytime we can speak that, what better can we do?
Amen to that. I have, I guess some things, in the future shows, too, I've got quotes, there's a lot written about hope. The catechism, we could always turn you to the catechism of the Catholic Church. There's a lot of great things there. If you're not sure where it fits into your life, go to the catechism and you will find it there as well. If you can't get it here on Abiding in Hope, you will find it there and many other great resources around. So, Father, it's been a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun too.
This is not the end. We are together with this show. Again, it's the first and third Mondays at 12:30 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. So be sure and tune in to your local Catholic radio station, stgabrielradio.com, AM 820 here in Columbus, and wherever you find it elsewhere. I find that these shows kind of really travel around the globe, so it's a good thing. So, Father, would you close us out, please, in prayer today?
Yes. Let me just offer you a blessing as you listen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, be blessed.